The environmental organization Earth First is circulating a guidebook on how to sabotage the hunting of wolves. The online guide lays out steps for destroying wolf traps, releasing trapped wolves, and disrupting wolf hunts through methods such as smoke bombs and air horns. It asserts states, the NRA, and the Obama administration are engaging in a conspiracy to wipe wolves off the face of the planet. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks strongly disagrees.
Earth First media correspondent Panayoti Cholkas says the organization received the Wolf Hunt Sabotage Manual from an unknown group calling itself the Redneck Wolf Lovin' Brigade. He says the manual fits in line with the mission of Earth First, which holds as a slogan, "No compromise in the defense of Mother Earth."
Sabotaging hunting has been going on for a long time and pretty much as far back as the Endangered Species Act goes.
The 12-page manual details strategies for how to find traps set in the woods and how to dismantle them. It talks about using cross-country skis to be more quiet or carrying a white bedsheet for emergency snow camouflage. It advocates leaving nails along roads trappers might be driving to pop their tires. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesman Ron Ausheim says the department is used to emotional reactions from the public.
This certainly, though, is somewhat over the top as far as things that we would typically see even here at Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. When you advocate breaking the law, which this certainly does, that's above and beyond what's acceptable.
Ausheim says tampering with traps is illegal. And the guide talks about how to release a trapped wolf back into the wild. Ausheim says that's not only illegal, it's dangerous.
You bet it's dangerous. And some of their techniques, you know, you're talking about a wild animal, a predator, and other 100-pound animals.
When you say it's illegal to interfere with wolf hunting, in my opinion, it's the right thing to do.
Again, Earth First's Panayoti Cholkas.
There can be a case made for it that it's actually upholding a law more accurately than the government is currently upholding its own laws.
Cholkas believes best science shows wolves should still be on the endangered species list. He says the way wolves are being managed today is based on lobbying interests.
I would say in this case, the industry of hunting and the trophy aspect of it, along with the cattle industry, who have usurped large amounts of public land in the West and want their interests protected, I would say those are the forces that are guiding the policy.
Ron Ausheim with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks disputes that. He says wolves in Montana are well above and beyond minimum population goals. If anything, the department is looking to lower the population.
What we're trying to do is get to balance. Wolves are healthy. We're committed to a recovered population. So that's where we're at, and that's where we'll remain.
He says anyone caught breaking these laws will face consequences, including fines and, in some cases, jail time. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.